It is KZN's number one. If you're just joining us, you're just in time, friend. Joining me in studio right now is someone who's just so colorful. She's got energy and she makes damn good food, right? Her name is Femz, as South Africa knows her. She is a Joburg-born food, lifestyle and travel creator whose bold flavors and vibrant personality shine through every single thing that she does. Femz has built an incredible online community across all those social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all of it. She's also a favorite from Ready Steady Cook, a show that I appeared on. I was like, why didn't I get you as my mentor? And now she's here to share her brand new cookbook, Damn Good Food. Hi, Femz. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting to have you in studio. I believe you're here to do a book review launch.
Yes.
And signing and everything. And I've been told that, shame, if you haven't already booked your seats, it's full.
Unfortunately, it is full. Unfortunately. But I mean, I'm sure we could do something at Pavilion. I mean, it's a mall, right? It's open. Just come. Fill the aisles, guys. Fill the aisles.
I love it. Listen, I'm meeting you for the first time.
Yes.
And I had your book in my hands a few minutes ago. Rory gave me the book. And I've been following you now for a few days because I've been intrigued by who you are. And as I'm getting to know who you are, it's incredible that your book is literally a replica of who you are. I think it's very hard for people to translate who they are into pen and paper.
Yeah.
And you've done this with this book. It's as colorful as you. The food is as homely and as inviting as you. And I think it's a great representation. Tell us about Damn Good Food.
Listen, I mean, I think I had a super amazing team as well. Like the team that I worked with this book on to conceptualize it.
Yeah.
They understood me. And I think that was super important. When I was approached by a publisher, one of my first questions was to her was, if you can show me that you know me, that you know who I am, I'll consider doing the book with you. And she literally nailed it. Like Lindy and Hannes, Hannes is my food stylist and Lindy's the publisher.
Yeah.
And she just like, she nailed it. She showed me something. It was like bright and colorful and mad and crazy and mean, a blend. And there's so many things from that concept, which was like over 2 years ago, that I look at the book now and I think, wow, we really did put these things, like these things are really in here.
Yeah.
And I think what it celebrates is sort of how far I've come.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a journey of where I've started. Like my family has given me so many. You know your aunties, all your aunties are teaching you how to cook, right?
Yes, yes.
And it's got a lot of like my auntie's recipes in there and that journey. And then it's also the transformation, right? How much we've learned over time, over this period. And also how much more I think how much more I love myself. So I kind of I used to be very dull, less color, everything. And I think I've really come out of, I've learned more about myself in the last few years. I think, honestly, I've come out of my shell.
That's amazing.
A lot more. And color's been my...
It's your
I think that's been my celebration. Like, I love color.
Yes. I mean, your cookbook alone on the cover, you've got pink, white, green, yellow, red, all the colors all together.
All
and
of it.
It's just showcasing who you are.
It's cute, right?
It's beautiful.
I like it.
Not even cute, it's beautiful. I love it. It's enticing. It makes me want to make everything in here. Now, for someone who's never encountered your brand as Femz, right? You started online. As an online community, and today I think you probably can't walk the streets because people are losing their minds.
No man.
Tell us about how did you become Femz?
You know, I think there's never a time in my life when I was younger that I ever think that this is where I would be now. I think in a weird way that you kind of have dreams. I was telling someone the other day that I didn't realize at the time, even though when people say like spread your wings and like try and catch your dreams and do all of that, I didn't realize that a dream could be an actual thing that you could touch.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I think that I sit and I think there was a memory once when I was a kid and I thought, one day I want to be able to do like something cool, you know?
Yeah.
And something like this that's related to visual, that's related to TV or something. But social media is like the new TV.
Yes.
Right? And when I started on social media, did I ever think that a community would build around me?
Yeah.
They were the biggest support online. This community is insane.
Yeah.
They cheerlead you.
Yeah.
They cheerlead you so much that you don't have an option. Even if you doubt yourself, they're like, we're busy cheering you. Start believing in yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I loved about them.
Yeah.
Like this online community has been so, they've been so like integral to building where I am that when I did this book out here, I went, it has to be as true to me, but also almost like, guys, y'all did this too. You know, you guys are all, I got this book because of you guys. Y'all follow, y'all comment, y'all like, y'all try the recipes.
Yeah.
And when they try the recipes and they love the recipes,
yeah,
that's what makes it right, you know?
Yeah.
Even when I share recipes, sometimes when I take a video, I always, in my head, I go, it's not about, you know, whether 1,000 people are seeing me or whatever. It's one person.
Right.
It's you.
Right.
I want to be in your kitchen with you and yes, let's cook. That's what I want to do. I want to make it less intimidating for one person. If I've done it for one person, I've won.
You've won. I'd like to know what your winning meal is. What is your favorite thing to make and enjoy?
There's too many in there.
We need one.
Listen, guys. Okay, can we start with breakfast? Because I feel like it's not yet 12 o'clock and that means it's still breakfast,
okay,
right?
Let's do a breakfast one.
Mince curry with peas and potatoes for breakfast with roti. And with eggs and with masala tea. That's what you need. That is my nanny's house. You'd come to Pietermaritzburg. My dad would bundle us up in the car. And he'd go, we're going to your mother's, you know, your mother's mom. We're going to your nanny's house this weekend. Yes. We'd be fast asleep by the time we get there. In the morning, you wake up. Everybody's laughing, joking. And when you get out of that room and you walk around, they're all laughing around the dining table.
Mm.
And the dining table has mince curry with roti and eggs and masala tea. I think it's, for me, it's the memory and the meal. You know, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of everything of that in there.
I love. And what would you say this book does? Like, would you say that it gives you an easy self-help how to do it? Or would you say it's a book that you gift? What does it do for us?
For me, I want this book. There's two things, right? One, I want you to walk past and go, wow, did she just write damn on the cover? But second of all, I kind of want it to be this book that you really feel like, yes, it actually really does have damn good food in it.
Mm.
But it's got good food that I can make, that is easy enough for me to make, and that is made from ingredients I can find in my pantry, or ingredients that are easily found, not from far and wide. Because sometimes, you know, people are like, you need this specific sauce and you need this specific this. I think there's only one recipe in there that needs a specific spice, and that would be the muchacho's chicken. But if you don't have it, use a Portuguese chicken peri-peri spice.
There we go. Improvise.
It's perfect. Improvise.
Yeah.
I also want the recipes to feel doable. Like when somebody opens it, is something too intimidating for you? Baby, I got a blender section for you. Let's make cheesecake in a blender.
Oh.
I got you. Throw it all in a blender, pour it into the pan and bake. That's all you need. So I want people to have fun in the kitchen.
Yes.
Don't feel intimidated. Go out there and use the blender recipes. Use the easy peasy ones. Start on those, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
It must be that book that you can give to somebody who's just getting married or somebody who misses SA or somebody, you know, anyone. Just give it to anybody. Buy 10, one for you.
And nine for others.
Nine for others, you know? Yeah.
So you're in Durban because you've got your book launch.
Yes.
Where is it happening? I know it's sold out, but just so that people want to just walk past and pretend like they don't know you there.
Listen. If they catch me outside, don't worry, guys. Come. You'll probably pull you in. The only one that we're very, very, very sold out on is the Umhlanga one. We can't accommodate more because the venue can't accommodate more. But we are launching in Exclusive Books Pavilion on Saturday afternoon. It's at 3 p.m.
Yes.
From 3 p.m. till 5 p.m.
Okay.
We are launching. I think my publicist thinks I'm kind of crazy because I've had launches everywhere. I've had a Cape Town launch because my people, this community that made me who I am, they all over, you know?
Right.
So we launched in Cape Town. We launched in Joburg. We did two venues in Joburg. We did two venues in Cape Town. How can we not do two in Durban?
Absolutely.
All my aunts are here. We can't not do two in Durban. We're actually doing three. We're doing a third signing. So the two launches will be Pavilion in Umhlanga, and we're doing a signing in Pietermaritzburg as well.
Oh, lovely.
Because that's home ground, baby.
That is home ground.
That is proper home ground.
Well, fams, it's been absolutely amazing. I always say radio, we never have enough time to chat. I'd love you to give some advice. You've built a brand from social media.
Mm.
Some people are very intimidated by social media, and you've built a brand on this.
Yeah.
What is your words of encouragement?
I'd say there's two parts to it. One is, if you're going to do it, make sure you're having fun and you're doing something that is true to you and authentic to you.
Mm.
And it can take time to find that.
Mm.
But don't discount the fact that it'll take time. Just keep persevering.
Mm.
And number two, take yourself seriously. Like, literally treat it as a job.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to get a brand deal, be serious about it. It's a serious thing.
Yeah.
And like, give your most. Give your 100%. Give everything of it. And don't feel bad. Just carry on. Don't stress about anything not working out. Persevere. Do the things.
Do the things.
Do the things.
Damn Good Food, author of an amazing cookbook. It's called Foolproof Recipes That Bring You Joy to Everyday Cooking. Damn Good Food by Femmes. Thank you so much, Femmes.
Thank you. All the best
on the signings, and we're looking forward to more books and more content.
Thank you so much. Everyone needs to go buy a book. Exclusive books, Take a Lot, all of it. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Find it everywhere.
We love it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Carol O'Fourie, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.